All right, get ready to meet Ginger for Wet Nose Wednesday. Our guest here this morning, your WTO 11 weather forecast calling for some clouds, maybe a shower. Looks like, 64? No, I wish, 44, something like that. Any details coming up?
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Thank you, James Adkins. Wet Nose Wednesday, of course. Thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet and Ginger, a dog, and very sweet.
Good morning, yes.
And you're trying to feed her, but she doesn't seem to like the treats. What's going on?
I was offering her a big like tub of small little milk bones.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's like, I don't really want that. But
she wants the good. That's good stuff, I would think.
I know.
But I don't know. You haven't fed her yet.
She's wanting her breakfast.
She wants her breakfast. The regular stuff.
Yeah. Right. So Ginger is, she's about probably 3 years old. And that's just an estimated age because she was just brought in as a stray. Mm-hmm. She is like a gold color. She's a gold color, but she's got like a little nub tail.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got like a longer face. Yep. So who knows what kind of dog she is. She's just super sweet, though.
Yeah. Very calm.
She's very calm. Yeah. Now, in the car, I was like, you know what, Ginger, I'm going to take you because you are just a nice...
Excuse you.
Yeah. Nice, relaxed dog. Yeah. But when she was in the car, she wasn't too bad, but she wanted to be in the front seat. Okay. So I put her in the back, and then she would end up in the front, and then I'd say, go to the back. So then she'd go to the back, and she'd be like, but can I actually come in the front seat? So... Yes.
She's a cutie.
She is. So if you're interested in Ginger, you can visit her at the shelter, 4550 Fostoria Avenue. Today we will be open until 5, but then we will be closed for the holidays, so we won't open back up until next Tuesday to the public.
Okay, gotcha.
You can also view our adoptable pets online at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. Oops. She's decided she likes these treats.
Yeah, now she loves them. Understand.
Yes.
Understand. So, yeah, let's get Ginger adopted. So that'd be great.
Yes.
So we have Thanksgiving tomorrow, and so a lot of new people in a house with pets. And so what are some of the do's and don'ts for tomorrow?
So you definitely should have your pets collared and with an ID tag on, license if they're a dog, or your phone number if they're a different pet. Because if you are having family over, you know, the in and out of the door open and closed, maybe they're too nervous and they slip out. So make sure you take a picture of your pet and make sure that they are ID'd. It would probably be most helpful if they could be, like, separated into a room so that way you know that they're not going to go out until everyone's in. And also, they are probably going to beg for food.
Oh.
So if you do want to give them food, you can give them, and this is all plain. So, like, don't go spicing it up. Just plain things. Carrots, celery, corn, and then turkey. They can have turkey. They can also have green beans, but all in small amounts. Amounts. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they can have a little bit of cheese, too.
Right. All right.
So, because other foods can definitely be toxic to them. So, just keep it very simple. Unseasoned, they're going to think it's the treat of a lifetime, even if you give them a little bit of it.
They'll want more, for sure. All right. Natalie in with Ginger. Wet Nose Wednesday, thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet. So, awesome. And don't forget your dog tags there.
Yes, your dog tags, you can start buying them next Tuesday.
Very good. All right. Thanks for coming in with Ginger.
You.
Happy Thanksgiving. Coming up, if you have any birthdays or anniversaries, let us know because... we will not be here the next couple of days, so you can email us, birthdays@wkxa.com.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.